The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Hi, I'm Liesl.
And I'm Cho.
And this is Too Much Information. Welcome back to another episode of TMI to all of our amazing, totally there viewers.
Listeners.
Yay. Listeners.
Welcome back. We missed you.
We missed you. So we have some guests today. And actually, this is our last episode for the season.
It is, and it's going to come out December 5th.
And we're going to end it out in a bang, yeah.
So we just want to say Merry Christmas in
advance. Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, so we have some guests today, our besties. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Chris. I don't know.
Christofferson.
Christofferson.
What program are you in? What year?
I'm in media production. Technically, I'm in third year, but I'm doing practicum this year, so like I'm with all the fourth years right now. Yeah.
Technically, you're in your fourth year.
Technically.
If we're fourth counting year, your new media year.
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? What are you?
What do I do? I don't know. I take, in terms of RTA, I take all, like, the video game classes. I'm also doing a minor in computer science, so.
Mm. Well, wait, can
we
you
call love me? Women in STEM
a bit.
I'm Michael. I'm also a third-year media production student, kind of fourth-year, but not really.
Wait, why kind of fourth-year, but not really?
Because, like, I'm fourth-year TMU technically, because I switched from another program.
Oh my god, Michael!
Michael was in business.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I was in business for
a year.
He was
a Ted Rogers kid.
Thank god we didn't lose you to business. That would have been depressing.
Thank god.
Yeah, it was...
Thank god you're not in Ted Rogers.
Yeah.
That place depresses me.
Oh, if any Ted Rogers people are listening right now, you guys don't deserve rights.
Well, that was a joke. I'm kind of Ted Rogers because I'm taking a marketing minor.
It's okay. I'm gonna be taking a business minor. So,
well, we all got a little Ted Rogers in us.
Yeah, maybe we're just Rogersing all over the place.
God, what are you into? What's your niche in media production?
I don't really know. I'm not gonna lie, but I like cameras. I think cameras, perhaps. I'm figuring it out. Perchance.
Me too. I'm still trying to figure it out. I try not to think about it too hard because it sends me into a spiral. But that's not what we're talking about
that's
today.
That's not what we're talking
today,
about.
Today, we're going to be talking about Yowie.
Yeah, speaking of Ted and Roger together.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who they are, but I'm sure they would love each other.
Oh, my God. That was like crazy just now.
When we said Yowie, we peaked the more. We peaked more than I've ever seen us peak, by the way.
that's because Yowie is peak.
Yowie
and
is
to start
peak.
Us off,
what is Yowie to you?
What is Yowie to you?
And what is Yowie in general? Because some of our audiences might not know. Though, honestly, anyone who's watching this definitely knows what Yowie is.
Chris, do you want to start?
Fellow Goonettes! Sorry.
What is Yowie to you?
What is Yowie to you?
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. I feel like this sounds so bad, but I've been like, Yowie's been with me my whole life.
Yeah.
I don't know. You ever watch that South Park episode?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
With Cree.
Yeah, Tweak X Craig.
For
anyone who doesn't know.
I love Tweak and Craig.
Bro, I watched that episode when it aired. I was like in sixth grade. I was like, oh my god.
It changed your life.
Like, I was like 10 years old.
Oh my god. When I saw that episode, it changed my life.
I literally have no clue what episode you guys are talking about.
This is South Park. Do you know what South Park is?
I know what South Park is, Cho. I don't live under a rock.
And it's, the lore is that people were shipping these this one couple so much that the creators just kind of made it canon. And
oh
they
my
made
God.
It an episode in the show, too, that
oh
everyone was shipping them. And they were like, okay, let's just date each other.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's so
and
cute.
And then afterwards, they actually fall in love. So, yeah. It's
wait,
really
that's
cute.
Actually so sweet.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
What's Yowie to you, Michael? What is it to you? What does it mean to you?
I have a complicated relationship to it. I believe it's just... I just think it's boys being boys.
Yeah.
Boys being...
That's how I...
Boys being boys.
And you would be correct.
Cowboys being cowboys.
I think it's boys being boys, and not in that other sense that that term is used. I think yaoi is what boys being boys should be understood as. Think about that.
That's very philosophical.
Yeah, instead of boys not taking responsibility, it's boys kissing. Yeah. Responsibly. Oh my god, guys, this might be bars. Okay, I realize that we haven't even defined what yaoi is, though, even though everyone listening probably knows this, but like, yaoi is when one man and another man love each other very much, and then they kiss.
And then sometimes they do more than kissing.
But then they're like, do I like you? But you're a boy.
Yeah, and they come to this realization, and I'm like, maybe I do like you.
Maybe just because we're both boys doesn't mean we can't like each other.
Even though we're both boys.
But sometimes
it's really toxic.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I'm a boy and you're a boy.
And I want you. And I don't care.
And I want your boy.
If you realized it or not.
And I want your boy.
I'm gonna take you.
Yeah. Your boy is you.
And I'm gonna own you.
I'm gonna.
Some of it. Well, I would say a lot of it is really toxic.
Yeah. There's a lot of sniffing involved.
There's a lot of non-consensual stuff.
There's a lot of non-consensual sniffing involved.
Sniffing. But
is this specifically within fan fiction are you referring to?
Well, it's actually a bit of both.
It's actually, do you know what manhwa is?
No.
So it's like,
oh my
Korean
god, you're gonna
manga.
Have a whole world.
It's like Korean manga.
Okay.
And a lot of it is really toxic BL. Boy love.
Yeah,
that
stuff
I
like
know.
Really I, toxic. Like I own you and you're like you're
and
like
you're
mine.
My property and
like
I'm gonna
I'm
take
the alpha
you
and you're
and yeah.
Yeah.
And like really, really kind of like messed up stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah. To each their own, I guess.
I mean, I read some of it. I didn't.
I mean,
really,
yeah. Who hasn't?
Maybe
that's not the right question
really
to ask.
I wasn't really into it because I'm like, I like fluff, guys.
Yeah, I like it when they're like when they take 200,000 words to like kiss. Like when they hold hands for the first time in 100,000 words. Like that's the level of slow burn that I aspire to. You know what I mean? That's what slow burn should be.
And we're going to talk about that later.
A bit later
when we talk about tropes.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Yaoi episode, everyone. Today, okay, we're going to be talking about our introductions to yaoi. So, Michael, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think, honestly, it started in, like, during the pandemic when I would see a bunch of edits for ships that I don't even, like, know about. But, like, the edits just, like, enthralled me.
They changed your life.
Enthralled
is one way to put it.
That's one way to put it. Where I was just like, dude, like, that's sick.
When, like, boys?
Girls can't love girls.
Girls can't like, boys can't like boys.
Well, yeah, it would start with, like, heterosexual edits, but then it would go to, like...
Okay, wait, what do you remember what ships?
Like, were they all anime or what?
Honestly, a lot of them aren't anime. Like, it would be for things that I would enjoy already as a kid, like Gravity Falls. So, like... I don't know if you guys are familiar with Gravity Falls, like the characters.
Who in Gravity Falls? I'm familiar with them.
Like Stanford Pines and like Bill Cipher.
Oh yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
immediately Tumblr archives.
Yeah, so like
Tumblr sexy man.
Tumblr sexy man.
Oh my god, yeah. One of the original Bill Cipher.
Yeah, what? Smash or pass Bill Cipher real quick, guys.
Triangle.
I thought he was so cool. Oh my god.
I don't know. He's kind of mysterious
and that he's powerful. I'm like,
he's also kind of like Dorito shaped, you know, like literally, not like in the Miguel O'Hara way. Just like,
but yeah. What else?
Anyway, Smash.
Let me think. Like other ships.
Mm-hmm.
I think. It was mainly that, and then also a lot of wrestling ships, too, like professional wrestling, because there's a lot of... That's... Professional wrestling, every ship is, not to prematurely go into tropes, but every ship is enemies to lovers.
Yes, and we love that.
So
we love
the
that.
Whole, all of wrestling is enemies to lover ships, so that was, like, a big entry point for me.
So yeah. After that, did you like jump into AO3 immediately or like what?
Like, I would like dabble.
You would dabble.
I would dabble. Yeah.
You know, I feel like wrestling is really homoerotic if you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just really
touching each other all over the place, being all over the floor, being on top of each other, being under each other, rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of that. Yeah,
lots of that.
Would you read Wrestling Ships?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Iconic. I see you.
Hmm. What about you, Chris?
What about you, Chris?
Me? Like, my introduction?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what Hitalia is?
Oh, my God!
That was like, my intro. I was, like, grade 5.
Control yourself. Oh, control yourself.
No, dude, it's the archives. You just awakened something in me, bro.
You're letting your demons out.
Is that the one where they're countries?
Yeah.
Yes, but not country humans, Hitalia. It's, like, the anime one. Who did I ship? I think I shipped, like... Norway and Denmark or something.
Oh my God! Did you see the U.S. versus U.S. and Canada ones, where the U.S. is like all alpha?
Like Italia or just like in general?
I thought it was like just the country ships.
I swear the U.S. they had like Italy and Germany. I remember was a really popular.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was like
and
the ship.
U.S. and what was the other one? Was it Russia?
No. It was England.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
I look back on Italia. That show wasn't.
No, sometimes I look back on it and I'm like, wow, I'm traumatized.
What was I on?
Like, oh, like,
you know what that reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Remember Freak? I don't know if this was like...
Freakity Fracks.
Damn it. But when I was going into university, did you see like on Reddit the university shipping stuff?
What?
Like,
I haven't really seen it.
You have?
I know. I know exactly what you're talking
about. What is this?
It's like...
Whoa.
My bad. I forgot what the ships were. I think it was like UFTX Waterloo.
What?
And then like I was in Ottawa at the time, so like the big one was U Ottawa and Carleton.
Mm. Oh my God! Yeah, I don't know.
Was we shipped with anyone?
Was TMU shipped with anyone?
Maybe York. Probably York. I don't even think I knew what TMU was though at the time.
Okay, what about you, Easel?
That's so real. My introduction, honestly. It's always been up here in the noggin.
Yeah, been a part of you.
What was your introduction? Because I'm trying to think of mine. Because I can't really like
honestly
remember
mine
specifically.
Like I didn't even like recognize my gayness until like high school. So like it was really the pandemic. It was when I got into all of the ships. And you remember that Timothée Chalamet edit where he was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And he was call me by your name. Oh my God. I was like, ooh. And then I was like, oh my God, he's such a twink. And then I saw the other edits.
This is reminding me of how I got into it. Okay. So I liked Naruto. As a ripe little 12-year-old, you know, I just love Naruto, right? And the thing is, I wasn't into Narusasu because I was into Sasusaku, which, looking back on it, girl, you had bad taste. But
yeah,
that was, like, my little introduction. And then I got into BTS. Mm. And then I saw that,
yes.
You know, they DNA'd all over the place, right? And then people were like, but what if the members kissed? And I was like, what if the members kissed? So I went on AO3. I moved from Wattpad to the trenches of AO3, and I've never looked back.
Taekook.
Yeah, everyone
were you
who's
a
read.
Girl?
I was a Taekook girl. And also a. Is it. What was Yoongi and like.
Yoongi and Jimin?
And J-Hope, actually.
J-Hope, Soap.
Yeah, Soap.
That's Soap.
I actually like them.
I never really shipped BTS.
And I also shipped Jimin and V.
Me? Like, I was. It was the pandemic, and then I was really into, like, Bunko Stray Dogs. You know
oh
that
my God,
anime,
yes!
Right? It was
Dazai
and Chuya for
yes!
me, and I read their fanfic on AO3, and it was, like, Hurt No Comfort 2. Oh my God, I died. Oh my God. And then I was really into a lot of, like, anime ships, and then I was really into, like, DSMP as well.
Oh my
so
God,
I
me
shipped
too.
DNF. I shipped, like, Dream Not Found.
Oh my God.
And this was when, like, everybody was into DSMP.
Welcome back to TMI, and
you to shut up. And today we're gonna be talking about our favorite ships, actually.
Now Yay! We're gonna talk about favorite trips and tropes. And tropes. Why we think that is.
Yeah, okay, so Cho, do you wanna start?
Okay, mine, I would say my favorite ship right now, and the most recent one, is Aki Angel from Chainsaw Man. Because Angel's just a twink.
Angel's like if a man and a woman had a baby.
He's just a femboy.
Like I just
he's so androgynous. He's like if a man and a woman had a baby.
I need him so bad, bro.
And he's so pretty too, you know, with his wings. And you know how in the movie there was a scene.
No, don't spoil it.
There's this scene in the movie where Denji imagines him in lingerie.
And I'm
that makes a lot of sense, actually.
No, I saw fan art of that, and I was like,
makes a lot of sense.
Thank you, Omiko-chan.
Okay, that's a super bad thing. Umiko-chan is a super bad thing.
Yeah, but Umiko-chan extends to every fandom.
Yes.
Umiko-chan's impact needs to be studied.
But, like, yeah, Aki Angel, that's my favorite ship right now, because I feel like Aki is so protective of Angel, and it's, like, enemies to lovers core, where at first Aki was like, I hate devils, but then he sees this femboy, and he's like, maybe I don't hate devils that much. Maybe I don't hate them.
I hate devils.
And he's so, like, protective of him. Oh, my God. You just gotta watch the movie to understand, but
it's like, I hate
their
femboys.
Chemistry is absolutely
And then it's like, oh, God, hey.
It's like,
hey. And he's like, maybe I don't hate him.
And they're very reserved, you know? And they don't, like, tell each other. Like, this is very, like, they kind of, like, feel it, but they don't really express it as much.
This is, like, how I, like, the way I would say it is that I really like emotionally constipated yaoi. You know what I mean? Yeah. When they're both emotionally constipated.
When they're both, like, yearning and pining for each other, but none of them would, like, acknowledge it.
And none of them
really
are saying it out loud. And it's just through, like, actions and little things. It's, like, emotionally constipated yaoi needs to, like, we need more of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of emotionally.
But me, I really like fluff, though.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
fair.
I like fluff, but just also the yearning and the pining, like, enough amount of fluff.
I think we've established in this podcast that Cho is the ultimate number one yearner on the yearn list.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it says a lot about who I am and what I'm like as a person.
We just like to yearn forever.
Yeah. What about you, Liesl?
Oh, speaking of emotionally constipated yaoi, super bad. Super bad. Super bad. Because, like, what do you mean you call each other, like, oh my god, like, that's my bro? And then it's like, I memorize your heartbeat. I know exactly what your heartbeat is. I check in on your heartbeat just to make sure that you're okay. And it calms me down. Canonically, by the way.
Wait, is this, like, a comic thing? Yeah. Or, damn, I haven't read any DC comics.
No, I know too much. And then there was that one cover of them in the hot tub. If you you know. If you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you know. They're basically like Robin's dad. Mm. And by Robin, I mean Dick Grayson. I don't think I can say that. I mean, I know in context it's okay, but like
That's his name, though.
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
Yeah,
that's his name.
I don't know where
else. You say Dick Grayson, it's Dick.
Yeah,
Richard.
Yeah, it's his name, but it's really funny to censor it.
Nightwing.
Dick Grayson.
Okay, when you say it like that, you're insinuating something.
So in the beginning, they're not even really enemies. But like,
they're like rivals.
Yeah. They're more like rivals. Spicy I really rivals. Like a good rivals to friends to lovers. Friends to lovers, in my opinion, is one of the greatest tropes of all time. But I just think that people think it's boring because a lot of the time it's not written well.
Yeah.
But the pining is unmatched because, like, what do you mean if you destroy, like, the friendship? Then that means that you're going to lose a person in your life that you, like, care for forever. Like, the risk of taking that leap and it not working out is, like, going to devastate you for the rest of your life. And I feel like people don't take that into account in, like, friends to lovers pining enough.
That's really relatable, though.
It is really relatable. So, what about you?
I love old man yaoi.
I love old man yaoi. What about you, Michael?
Okay, so a theme with mine are they're all, like, from Western media, and they're also all not explicitly gay in any way.
That's okay.
So I'll do, like, a rapid fire.
Yes.
There's SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, not Squidward.
There's SpongeBob and Patrick and SpongeBob and Squidward.
Yeah, okay.
I like both. It depends on the day.
I'm a SpongeBob Squidward girl. I feel like they work.
It depends on the day for me. But I really like best friends. Like, I like it when they're like, when it's not written for them to be in love, but they're best friends. That's the best.
Period.
Exactly, but
like,
what I mean.
But like when they're written to be best friends and then become lovers, it's like, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Like, that's not...
Because that feels kind of... Sometimes it feels kind of like, okay, you're just doing this for the sake of doing it. It feels kind of forced sometimes.
Yeah, but when it's, like, best friends, it's so organic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, the stakes are high if you know how to, like, utilize them.
And it's, like, it could be interpreted as a romantic relationship, but it's also kind of platonic as well. You could interpret it either ways, but, like, when it's, like, accidental... Or it's like when you can interpret it.
Accidentally in love.
When you can interpret it, that's when your imagination runs wild.
Yeah. So I feel like that's why I gravitate towards that kind of thing. Because, like, you can interpret it any way you want almost. And that's probably why I like Lightning McQueen and Mater as well.
Exactly.
I want you.
Because they're just you. So, they're just like best friends, but they're like the most developed relationship from the whole series. And Lightning McQueen literally has a love interest and she's not focused on at all. Like, it's all Mater and Lightning.
Exactly. And she has a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Sally has a tramp stamp.
This also reminds me of, like, those, like, Greg Greg Heffley and, like...
Rowley?
Yeah.
Rowley edits?
Oh, my God.
Greg and Rowley.
Do they count?
Yeah, they count.
They do.
Then,
yeah.
Don't come to my...
Then they're up there too
don't
for me.
Don't come to my house.
Don't come to my house.
Don't call me.
They're
don't
100%
call
up
me.
There.
Yeah.
We're done.
We're done.
They're so great.
Did you read that fan fiction thing? It was the... What is it? Where, like, Greg tries... Can I talk about this?
I don't know if you can.
Oh, my God. Greg tries to come out. No, I've read this. It's like Greg and
wait,
Rowley
I
all grown up. And like Greg,
you guys need to put me on. You guys need to PMO.
Greg comes to Rowley and he's like, I love you. I've always been in love with you. And Rowley is like, go away, Greg. It's too late.
Don't come to my house.
And it's like,
exactly.
Don't call me.
And it's like in the style of an actual Diary of a Wimpy Kid book.
And
it's so funny.
Wait, that's
so awesome. But yeah, what about you, Chris?
Okay, all you guys, you like friends to lovers? I think it's okay. But I think that's mostly because every friends to lovers thing I've read... friends to lovers thing I've read, it's basically... I think Cho said this before, but, like, for me, it seems like it's just miscommunication half the time. You know, I do like it when it's, like... I don't know if this is a word for it, but, like, bromance type thing. Like, I don't like friends to lovers when it's, like... Like, for example, like, manhwa, and it's, like, actually, like, made to be, like, that they're lovers. But, like... like what Michael was saying about
like
what were their names?
Best friends.
I didn't watch Cars. Yeah, when they're best friends, but they're not like meant to be lovers.
Yeah.
I freak with that. But I think I just like characters that I can feel bad for.
Oh, you know what? That's fair. I like torturing my favorite characters. Like that's my hobby.
I mean, no. Yeah, that's true. When I'm writing, that's what I like doing too. I make them suffer.
Like, what's life?
You know, you need a little bit of trial and tribulation.
So, what have we learned about each other today? I think we've learned that yaoi is not only something that you dabble in. It is a lifestyle. You delve into it completely, and it delves into you, and it changes you forever. Low-key, the reason why I went to uni in the first place is because of AO3.
What?
You should just end it there.
Oh, like, you wanted that University AU or what?
Yeah, I literally wanted that University AU because I was so depressed during COVID and I was like, what am I even doing? Like, is it even worth it? And then I would read University AUs and I was like, you know what? Things will get better in uni. I hope uni is like AO3 fic. And that's honestly a big reason of why I applied to uni in the first place. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And we love
and
that.
We're going to end it on that note.
I just want to give a shout out to Old Man Yaoi for the last time.
Old Man Yaoi.
And, you know,
for
recent events
me.
With like Trump and Bill Clinton.
Thank you. Shout out to AO3. Shout out to editors. And shout out to. Shout out to Ricky Montgomery for making every single yaoi edit song ever.
Shout out. Sato Sugu.
Honorary shout out to Sato Sugu.
I almost
Sugi.
Forgot.
Sugu, you guys got me through 2023.
You got me through pandemic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Merry yaoi Christmas.